I ain't gon' say too much when a nigga speaking on that hot shit. Fuck the police, cause them bitches ain't gon' stop shit. Opposition's mad, if they play, they get in pop quick. Flies nigga in the gang, yeah, I'm a cop. Put it on Camelot with 100-something shots. I be swimming with the sharks, little nigga, you a lobster. Police heat a nigga up like he eating on some pasta. And shout out to Kingston, I keep me some rocks. My nigga chopping out the bando, shout out to the Migos. If a nigga knock wrong, shoot him through the peephole. The top always open, bitch, we ain't never close. We moving them packs and we moving them keys. Step one, step two, do my dance in this bitch. Got 100-something drums like a band in this bitch. Might she keep on bitching, all that nagging and shit. Ho, shut the fuck up and just gag on this bitch. I'm a side nigga and I love when she swallow. If a nigga say something, hit him with a hollow. They glizzy, knocking me at your taco. Flexing on these bitches, they call me Johnny Bravo. School of hard knocks, let me take you to class. My bitch is real skinny, but she got a lot of ass. I love counting money, I get a lot of cash. If you try to take it from me, he's still gon' have a tag. I ain't gon' say too much when a nigga speaking on that hot shit. Fuck the police, cause them bitches ain't gon' stop shit. Opposition's mad, if they play, they get in pop quick. Flies nigga in the gang, yeah, I'm a cockpit. Post it on Camelot with 100-something shots. I be swimming with the sharks, little nigga, you a lobster. Please heat a nigga up like he eating on some pasta. And shout out to Kingston, I keep me some rosters. All up in the party, you know we keep them carbons. Bigger nigga chills like I work at Baskin Robbins. I love Batman, but a young nigga robbing. Fireworks show, cause my niggas get the spark.
I'm a hothead, I'll crash in a second. He's speaking on who?
I had to snatch his brain.
Yeah.
I had to make it rain.
Make the
R. Kelly, let the fucking chopper sign. Yeah.
Verbose.xyz. I'm the mad scientist. I'm the mad scientist Miles Lowe, coupled with my man tonight, Black Jesus, aka Black Killer Mike, aka 2-for-1 RB Special. His given birth name being Crafter. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Yeah, back for number 40, big 4-0, drink a 40, dude, celebrate this shit.
What the fuck, 4-0, tipping a 40 tonight into my face of juiced Monster Energy drink. I wonder if I do drink 40 ounces of this on a Wednesday. I tend to drink two of them. Super fucking sad tonight, my desktop is completely toast, so I'm doing this with two screens rather than four tonight. Also, no multi-million dollar casting, only to two locations. So if you're joining us at the official Verbose Twitch, thank you. If you're at the official Verbose DLive, also thank you. How are you doing tonight, sir? Are you doing good? You doing good?
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing better after watching all that bullshit on TV for hours on end and, you know.
Yeah, we studied for you guys tonight. I don't know if you guys appreciate the madness that we go through to make sure that this show is hot for you. But it goes thick. I mean, we literally watch hours upon hours of C-SPAN around the clock. It's sad too because I had some really fucking good clips. I've been watching some Bloomberg TV. I've been watching some BBC, some RT. There's an interesting perspective going on out there in the world, and things that we don't necessarily expose ourselves to in our little communication bubble here. Speaking of which, have you ever heard of the shopping holiday known as, it's not Straits Day, I want to say it's Singles Day. Have you heard of Singles Day?
No.
Yeah, Singles neither Day had I single. Until November 11th. That's when it happened. So happy belated Singles Day to you.
Investigate Crafter. November 11th.
I think so. I really do. I think that this is my opinion on it, is that it's a shopping holiday. It blew apparently any sort of Black Friday record out of the water. And then on top of that, it's touted as the best shopping holiday ever, sponsored by Alibaba out of China. Okay. So You look at the Wikipedia page for it, it references Singles Day in China and being related to bachelors, blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, you see an entry for, like, biggest shopping holiday on 11/11, you know? But the way that the news, the international world news is putting it out, they're putting it out like it's something that's always happened. So if you're in Europe out there somewhere in TV watching land, hit me up. Have you ever heard of fucking Singles Day before or 11/11 being a shopping holiday until today? I think that they're trying to sneak one over on us and create more consumerization, more cheap ass Chinese shit pumping out into the economy. It's an economy boost for China. What do you think?
I mean, that's what it sounds like. It sounds just like some Chinese bullshit. Just them inflating their fucking bullshit economy with fucking crappy products, saying, "Look at all these Americans bought our shit." I mean, that was an Arab accent, but you know, you get the point.
That was Asian.
Yeah, that was Asian. They're from Asia. From Pakistan.
Yeah, I found that interesting, though. Like, everyone was talking about that. Every station, like, 11/11, we've always done it. You know, I hate how fucking all this, like, mind control bullshit you get from the mainstream media is like, we've always done it. Don't you remember last year and 10 years prior and its connection to something that's totally different than it back in the 90s? Like, no. Come on, give me a break here. Try to sneak one over on us. The problem is people are that stupid. Amber is the color of my energy. Shout out to El Japo. Investigate 311. I think not. Time to order a pizza ball, motherfucker. The other thing where I was investigating and I thought interesting while watching world news, international news, everyone was talking about Formula One racing going green by 2030.
What? What's the point? What's the point? Where's the vroom vroom? Is it going to be able to vibrate my testicles from the stands? No. No, then there's no point, you know?
Like, how many people drive to go see a Formula One event? You know, how many people fly from all over the world to go see a Formula One event? I wonder what creates... What's that?
No one I know. Seven.
I don't know.
Seven.
You know seven people, El Japo, that like go to Formula One? That's legit. Like, shout out to El Japo having fucking high class friends that can afford fucking hopping on like jetliners with Leonardo DiCaprio. Or Drake. Drake has his own FBO, right?
Yeah. And next time just, you know, call me up so I can, you know, serve hors d'oeuvres and shit, you know, and clean up after you guys.
Yeah, and just, you know, much like Flights International, Epstein didn't kill himself.
Exactly.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. That is a real thing.
That definitely didn't happen.
But Formula One racing going green. I feel like there's more people driving to the on location that you know, are creating more of a carbon footprint, or flying or whatever means that they get there. If you're Greta Thornburg or whatever, you're going to take a boat to it, but still more of a carbon footprint than all the cars that race that particular race.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, it's ridiculous to try to go green in that area. I mean, there's one thing that definitely no one wants to talk about going green, and that's cruise lines. Cruise lines like Carnival Cruises and all those massive fucking boats, they put out more greenhouse gases than all of the fucking traffic in the world combined. They use the dirtiest fucking fuel. They're going around thousands of miles for fucking literally no goddamn reason.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is they're already like a walking, it's like a floating tomb a lot of times. Old people go on these trips and it's their last trip, you know, they're in their 80s. And people die on board a lot. Could you imagine if they went green and like they did sails and instead of like a 3-day cruise in the Caribbean turned into like a week tour?
Yeah. I mean, a life tour, you know.
Right. A 3-hour tour. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Fucking Gilligan's Island, except
you
die.
I know it's a weird comparison, but I feel like it's both kind of like a recreational thing, you know, that fucking people spend thousands of dollars to go watch a race, people spend thousands of dollars to go fucking go on a stupid cruise. I mean, it's kind of the same thing. Like, the biggest wasters in the economy are all entertainment-based, and no one wants to really come to terms with that. No one really wants to come to terms that Coca-Cola is the biggest plastic, you know, creator. No one wants to, you know, give away their convenience. And not in the sense of like every individual needs to stop buying these products. I don't want to do that. I mean, governments should have cracked down on this shit a long time ago.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you and I talk about this as far as big business being tied up in government. You know, that's the thing that always holds things back, of these like shady underhanded deals of passing money that'll never be accounted for, you know, that actually pushes and pulls situations that only benefit a few people.
And
same thing goes for good.
It seems like that's what it is now. It's very commonplace that it's money driving everything. You know, big money gets results. That's how things are bought and paid off for. And that even leads to kind of the whole impeachment thing. You know, it really comes down to, is giving people money to do what you want illegal?
Is that wrong? Is it really that wrong?
The whole system's kind of built on this idea, though. And, you know, like,
That's the over, I think, looming message in all of this that we do this past few weeks here at verbose.xyz, is that exposing the idea that it's always been shady shit, and that Donald Trump is just taking off the veil so you could see all the shady shit, you know, almost proud of it, wearing it, you know, as a badge of honor.
He's that gross film on top of the shit.
Yeah, that makes it look kind of shiny. It's like the fucking rainbow look on the fucking roast beef.
Yeah, or like rainbow on roast beef, or, you know, the rot, you know, shit concentrate.
Yeah, that's right. Fucking down from the bowels, the fucking, the cream of the crop. Fucking Donald Trump administration.
And is Donald Trump, you know, even really a cause of any of this, or is he just a symptom?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think it's both. He's both the solution and the problem. Like, if you look back at 2016, I don't think Trump really thought he was going to win. I think he thought it was more of a joke than anything else.
So what would Trump say about F1 cars going green, of all things, you know?
I would say that he'd say that this is America. We're one of the leading producers of oil and gas. We're self-sustaining now, and we should run Formula One here. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to buy the tracks myself.
I mean,
that's what I think he'd say.
Do you think? I mean, even with the current climate and all the corruption, is it ever going to be possible that, like, the cover of Motor Trend or Hot Rod Magazine is like actual like electric cars? Like, that are souped up and able to be modified? Or is it going to be just locked in and eliminate the kind of the racing industry? And, you know, it's a couple different manufacturers of engine, and you're getting about the same performance.
Yeah, that would be funny, right? Like, all, you know, Formula One, and it's all Tesla. Oh, it basically deadpan race. You know, how many electric motors are out there, and how many are out there that are, like, high performance? Not very many. That would be cool in a lot of ways, that you'd get this, like, you know, futuristic, large scale RC car kind of thing going on. That'd be really cool. That'd be cool if everything went electric, for that matter, you know. I think it's a pipe dream, and I think there's too much money tied up into the engineering and mechanics of it that would succumb to something that's, what would you say, electrical, you know. I don't know. There's a lot of people that are down with it. I mean, I think Formula One themselves is down with the idea. So we'll see how it pans out and how it affects NASCAR in the future, or motorsports in general. Like, I don't know. I don't hate the idea. I think what triggers me most is like this idea that we're going to make all the things green, and now people are going to enjoy this. You know, people are going to want to be a part of Formula One. What happens in 2030, Formula One falls through, and our attention spans are like that of a flea, and we forget all about it. And then we're just stuck with the fossil fuel games. Turns into fucking Beyond Thunderdome, the Formula One race. Yeah. Am I right or am I right?
I'd watch that. I'd watch that for sure.
Yeah, like Destruction Derby meets a Formula One racing.
Yeah, or like some twisted metal, like put some missiles or some machine guns on the F1 cars. I would watch that. I will pay double the price of whatever they're charging to watch one of those. Maybe I'll catch a head.
Yes, it's like going to a death clock show. Yeah. Like getting your eye gouged out and like bragging to all your friends about it.
Oh.
Murder face ripped off my two middle fingers and smoked them. Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Right.
That would be cool. Death Clock, though, not so cool. Not the coolest show ever. And it ended really shittily. I was really sad about that.
Yeah, I don't watch that shit. Because I'm not
a
weeb. No, I'm not a weeb.
Wait, what the fuck? You think that Metal Apocalypse is a weeb show?
No, I just try and trigger you a little bit.
Dude, straight triggered, bro. Straight triggered. I got to show you my old man meme face triggered. That's beautiful. We should add that to the website, verbose.xyz. Hit us up there. Quite the catalogs of fucking content we got going on right now. Didn't you calculate the amount of time that we've wasted with this, that you could sit down and listen to all of our time wasting? How much was it? How many days would it take?
It was like back at episode 36, it was like 50 hours at that point. So probably like 56 hours now.
You had to like sit there for a day straight, you know, taking Adderall and smoking cigarettes to get to a point where you listen to it all in a row.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Dude, the CIA should pick us up, man. We could be good, you know, like psychological warfare for people that are prisoners of war.
Yeah, if they start playing us at Guantanamo Bay, just let us know. Like, I would really like to put that plaque up on my wall, because that would be just a real nice thing.
Like a YouTube plaque, except it's Guantanamo Bay.
God. Oh, man, I might off myself if that really happens to me. I might.
No, dude, that's when you know you made it.
Yeah,
that's what every Illuminati streamer has behind them when they're streaming.
These motherfuckers are just so dumb. How do they have such a show? How is possible? It's like it's not real. It's like no one listens to it. That's how.
that's why.
But yeah. They wouldn't know. They'd be like, this is actually on TV. What the fuck is happening in this world?
This is the world we live in now.
I'm gonna blow up myself. Fuck this.
Malaikum salam. Oh my god. So thanks for tuning in to our 40th episode. I'm having fun tonight. Craft, are you having fun?
I mean, some kind of brand of fun. Maybe the off-brand version, store brand of fun.
Yeah, like fun light. It's like the difference between stevia and real sugar. This is stevia.
Or like anything Costco stevia brand. Kind of fun. This is like Kirkland fun.
Right? Fucking, but we got some good clips for you tonight. I definitely want to delve into the realm and the possibilities of the Trump impeachment. Though, once we get to the end of this, you'll realize that this is just fucking, you know, it's just drama. It's literally like little kids in a fucking playground. There's not much there. But it's fun to poke at.
It took like 9 hours to pretty much to have the same information we had. I mean, a little bit more of it, but just a little bit. You know, it's like more breadcrumbs. Now we got like a corner of the fucking piece of bread. Fuck.
Exactly. Also, El Japo, good point. Indy is greater than Penske. Penske 500 sounds kind of weird. Could you maybe the Penske brand of racing will go green? That'd be awesome. See, but they should go back to like prohibition and shit, and like throwing, you know, really Penske 420, throwing in like fucking, you know, grain alcohol into those engines and shit, getting things going. It'd be awesome. Plus dangerous because shit could explode and throw rods really far. It'd be awesome. So okay, before we get into clippy clips, because this is a long and stormy road, we're going to go on that journey tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about Epstein and shit. We're going to talk a little bit about comparing dick sizes, you know, the huge. Also, shout out to fucking to Lyrical Lemonade. You guys make some fucking straight up gangsta ignorance. It hits me right in my... If my soul had a dick, you hit me right there. I almost said Sart, but that'd be like my soul heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hits you feel me on that. Hits me right in my EBD card.
Yeah, it hits me. Yeah, exactly. Why is it that sometimes you say things inadvertently racist?
I don't know. I think it's just because of race. You know, I think it was born in me. It's not something I ever wanted. You know, why does someone have to judge me for, you know, like something I didn't control? Like a culture.
Yeah, I definitely don't judge you. I think I bring out the worst in you is what it is.
You try to appropriate my people's culture, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, I have. I have completely. Indeed. I'm just Yeah, that's all this is. It's like a caricature of white masculinity, of toxic cisgendered white male masculinity.
Yep, you stole my culture.
I'm fucking stealing that shit.
First you took our jobs, then you took our culture, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's right. I so wish that was true. Fucking, and that's the thing, like, that should be what it's all about as far as immigration is concerned. You come here, you fucking steal our culture, you know? Come here and fucking become one of us. You just fit in, everything's gonna be cool.
Yeah,
it's cool. Just
watch
cool.
Netflix, drink beer, smoke weed every once in a while, and say a whole bunch of horrible things about anyone on TV or politicians. Fit right in.
Yeah, you'll fit right in. I think that reminds me of something. If you're out there in TV watching land and you're not watching Netflix, you probably have half a brain. But if you want to download something from Netflix, because fuck like getting Netflix, just fucking pirate the shit. It's this Netflix original called American Son. It is probably the biggest piece of garbage I've ever seen in my life. And it goes to show you what media is becoming. Like, it literally was an hour and 23 minutes of a couple and a jailer arguing about their kid being fucking either imprisoned or in trouble or in danger. And it's all this black versus white like ideals. And it's always funny to me how the person that that is portrayed as like the minority in that always goes to this place of making excuses for crime because that's how they were raised. And it's a lot of that propaganda, but then at the end, spoiler alert, the kid had actually got shot in the face by the cop. I'd never celebrated more in my life. I'm like, I could predict this frame by frame from beginning to end.
It sounds bad. Does it have tits?
No.
I cannot recommend this movie.
Not
I could not recommend
tits.
Thumbs down. I'm Ebert. You're Siskel. Thumbs down over here. No tits.
Yeah. I give those titties two thumbs down.
Like
milk's gone bad.
Like Netflix is like the modern Cinemax, right? You know, like it's like titty movies and
no.
Sometimes quality, right? That's it.
Mm-mm. No. No. Cinemax had so much more content, so much more diversity, so much more flavor, you know, and so many more quality fucking tits. And the late night program, you know, like HBO Up All Night and like Cinemax, like late night, that was some fucking quality tits. You
yeah,
weren't just
Skidamax.
Getting fucking like, huh?
Skidamax was a beautiful thing.
Amazing yeah, man. But they had like, do you remember seeing like the sitcoms and shit where it was like there'd be scenes where like tits would be out and shit and they'd be like finger banging each other, you know?
I mean,
it was like the. The best, like in softcore porn.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah.
I can't confirm nor deny that I ever seen such things.
Yeah.
I was not on the phone call, so you know, I only overheard the other people talking about the phone call.
And that's the most ridiculous thing about all this inquiry. It's just a bunch of fucking hoo ha hearsay.
You like just go right from tits right back to impeachment.
Oh,
impeachment
God,
tits.
Dude.
This would be a way better impeachment if there was some dick sucking involved. Damn, we missed
right?
Clinton. God,
dude,
damn.
Fuck. No, but you're touching on something greater here. If you mix sitcom and like softcore porn, why can't you mix softcore porn and government?
Yeah,
like, that bitch Kate, whatever that just stepped down, she should have come forth with her her truple or whatever and displayed it for all of us.
Yeah, she should have fucking came out with her tits out and be like, what, are you denying me my privilege as a woman to
exactly, like push yeah. the agenda through the tits. I think people would be more
yeah.
like accepting of change that
like,
way.
Like maybe
but
we should
on the
elect,
real...
we should elect president by dick size, you know? Whoever's the biggest dick,
that's
the winner. He knows what he's talking about. Huge dick.
We'd always have a black president. And we'd never Yang Gang would be no more. Yang
that's racist.
It wouldn't even be a thought. That's right.
That's just a rumor. Not all Asians have small penises. It's only Chinese. Only Chinese men have small penises. That's why they invent Singles Day. Yeah, because there's so many singles because, you know, the dick's so small that you can't do anything with it. So it's only Chinese.
Huh.
All the other Asians, they're fine.
Is that why Mitsurugi is so confident?
Yeah, I mean, but people, like, confuse it, you know, like, thinks he's Chinese or something. It's like, no, don't worry about that.
On the real, though, like, if the porn, government porn involved both Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. Would you watch it?
What? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh no. I mean, definitely Joe Biden would have to have someone a lot younger. I mean, you know, 90 years younger. I mean,
I mean, yeah, that sounds about right. The person would be like 30.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and he would. There'd be a lot of hair sniffing in that video. It would.
I guess Joe Biden is the closest we get to fucking government porn.
It would be a fetish
just
video.
Really
it
creepy
would,
porn.
It wouldn't be normal. It'd be fetish. It'd be in the back section.
Oh fuck no, dude. Fuck. I love how creepy Joe went to sleepy Joe to be like acceptable to mainstream audience.
Yeah. Now it's Ukrainian Joe.
Yeah, fucking, it's Hunter Biden business dealing Joe.
I mean, I don't know. How big do you think Nancy Pelosi's bush is?
I bet that because she had some sort of, like, hair removal surgery a long time ago, her hair doesn't grow there. It's just, like, fucking, it's bald as a fucking, you know, as, you know, plucked poultry.
It's like a hairless cat.
Yeah. But then, like the fucking the lips hang like fucking turkey, you know, like the end of a turkey where you pull the giblets out. Yeah, that's the other end. Yeah.
What does Joe's asshole smell like? Asks El Japo.
I bet it smells like a combination of brute and brute coffee and. And fucking gluten.
Little girl's tears.
Oh, God, no. I hope not. I hope not.
That's what he sustains himself on.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, he does. He sustains himself on the anxiety of fathers. You know, like, if I had my little girl with me, the hypothetical little girl with me, and we were visiting like the White House or some shit, and Joe Biden was there, and he started doing that. I mean, I don't think I would let him get that close to my daughter. It's like, I know what you do. Fuck no, stay back.
Yeah, you were on the flights with Epstein. I know what the fuck was up.
So what?
What?
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah, Joe Biden was on at least one flight with Epstein.
Huh? Where to?
Some charity.
Some charity for poor and dysfunctional youth?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of fucking famous people there on those flights. It's hard to tell which ones were trying to hang out with children bangers and who were the actual children bangers. It's hard to tell.
That's so sad. Fuck Joe Biden and fuck children bangers. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
No. And Hillary did it.
It was Bill Clinton's brother that they used for the body double.
Yeah,
is that what it was? So that's why we have the pictures also of Jeffrey Epstein on the stretcher with the cuffs on him.
Yeah, and now Epstein and Miss Maxwell are missing, and no one knows who they are. They're probably in some Middle Eastern country.
Yeah, Epstein's for real, dude. Like he joined the fucking Foreign Legion or some shit. You know what I mean? That's crazy to think, dude. Motherfucker didn't kill himself, though.
You have a clip, right? I want a clip.
I wish I did. Oh, wait. You mean, I have tons of clips. We got clips. That clip. But you speaking of clips, because, again, computer dead. I didn't get to edit things. You know, it's a little bit of a different show tonight. Whatever. You have to go with the flow with this. But regardless, one thing that I did want to clip up for us was that video you were watching recently of the gentleman that was debunking Sandy Hook. Can you speak to that a little bit? Because I can't remember the guy's name, but I remember he was on a lesser-known show, and he was giving like saying that he had legitimate facts about the actual running of Sandy Hook prior to the shooting, the alleged shooting.
Yeah, I mean, he's the guy who's been investigating it for a long time. I can't pronounce his name correctly. It's like Wolfgang Habgilge or something like that. He's part of the civil case with Alex Jones for, you know, slander or something like that.
Shots, Alex Jones.
But, you know, he's been investigating Sandy Hook since the beginning because he always said, you know, he felt like something was off. And he's not like some random conspiracy nut, which, you know, like they want to kind of write him off as. Like, he's never really been into conspiracies or published anything. And, you know, he was in the military for a long time. And then he became a police officer. And then after he became a police officer, he became a school educator, a teacher. And then after that, he became responsible for Massachusetts school safety, overall for the state. And then after Sandy Hook, he felt like things were just not adding up. Like, his kind of questions were, you know, why was EMTs not allowed into the building? Why was no trauma helicopter reported? You know, like, because, you know, after an event like that, you have, you know, 17 people dead. You would
land. Are these baseless claims, though?
I mean, he's a guy who, you know, ran this kind of department for years in Massachusetts, in the, you know, in Connecticut.
I see. So he's seen all the documents of like what moves around because he was essentially mayor of this area.
Yeah, and he's saying that, you know, they won't answer a lot of his questions with stuff like that, even though, you know, this is kind of normal public record stuff. He also said that, you know, then he looked into things like, you know, he said the school, you know, in the police photos, you can say is dilapidated. It's, you know, run down. There's mold. There's rust in the water fountains and stuff. Like, it doesn't seem like a functioning school. And so he looked for the records of food deliveries. Cause he said, one thing I know as a school administrator is everyone has to eat. You know, that none of the food deliveries for, you know, the past couple, you know, 9 months, almost a year, were going to that specific school. It was going to another Sandy Hook Elementary in another city. And there are records from Cisco that he says that he has, and that he wants a jury trial, you know, for the civil case. To, you know,
so that's way more than Alex Jones fucking even was considering with all of that, which I think is so funny, is that Alex Jones can act super confident until faced with real litigation. Once in real litigation, he's like, I concede, like, I care more about what's going on with my money making and my business than I do to fucking stand up for this and be a martyr to your cause. So as I said before, I've never been sure about Sandy Hook. I've definitely had questions about it, but I'm not a Sandy Hook denier. Or same civil case, motherfucker's like, nah, let's take this to trial. I do not want to settle out of court. I want this information to come forward. And if it takes this case to do so, let's fucking go there. And he's an old guy too, you know. Alex Jones, spring chicken compared to this Wolfgang gentleman.
And he does say, Wolfgang does say, you know, that he doesn't. He says Sandy Hook did happen. He said, you know, something happened there that day. And but, you know, none of the public records say enough to say what happened. You know, the death certificates and other weird things like that, and inconsistencies with some things, they just don't seem right to what he says other public records show. And, you know, I'm not as well researched as this man is, obviously, but he's been doing this for years. And, you know, either it's just a big call for attention, but why would he suddenly change his, you know, like, whole previous life just for this? I don't understand.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. You could turn around and say he's at end of life to lose.
Yeah.
But at the same token, he seems pretty decorated. And someone that would have access to information that he could prove these things.
And moving forward.
And
he has a lot of different angles to go at it with. Like, you know, trying to show, you know, like, without just straight up saying no one was in that school, no children were going to school at that school at that time, you know, instead of trying to, like, straight accuse him, he's just trying to show, these records show this, these records show that. Standard protocol, when this happens, to do this. This didn't happen. Why was this not reported? You know, why was, the, you know, like, he, you know, filed a information request to get, you know, because they said that a helicopter was dispatched, so he filed a request to get the transcript of the helicopter, but, you know, it was never given to them. So it's like, there's a lot of weird things that, you know, even though it's public record, has been denied to him during his investigation. So, I mean,
so good.
So, I mean, that doesn't really prove that there is a cover up, but, you know, that's kind of what he's trying to push the idea towards without saying it out loud.
Cover up of something that could be fake. What are your final thoughts on it? I mean, for this conversation, I'm sure we'll do this again, but what do you think? Sandy Hook, real or fake?
I mean, if it was real, I mean, they're covering up something they did horribly wrong. I mean, it could be anything from you know, leaving the children in there too long to bleed out before entering the school, or who knows. But it definitely seems that they do not want the full story out at all.
Hmm. Epstein child trafficking ring, maybe?
I mean, that's going pretty far, but I mean...
Yeah, you heard it first on verbose.xyz.
Sure, yeah. That happened.
Yeah, yeah, imagine. Imagine. That'd be fucking crazy. I wouldn't put it past the upper echelon of the shitty elite to fucking cover up their shit by using an inappropriate mass, or maybe appropriate mass shooting. Get rid of the guns and take care of our fucking shit all in one turn. On that note, you want to watch some clips? You want to listen to some clips?
I want to watch clips? Them. We should switch to a video format. Yeah, let's go.
Oh, shit. Maybe, what you think in the future, maybe video instead? Interesting. We could talk about that. Let us know what you think for future reference, either in comments later on or in the chat now. Whatever you want. Whatever you want. It's cool. Also, verbose.xyz has our clips. And eventually we'll load on. I've been, if you go to the Verbose YouTube channel, I've also been loading up news clips that I've been cutting, which obviously cut short today because of my circumstance. But anyways, this first clip tonight is going to set us out for kind of a general idea of what's going on or what happened today with the initial impeachment inquiry. And I must say, and I don't know about you, Crafter, but I watched the morning half, which obviously was to the majority, and their questions were leading in the direction that was pointing towards quid pro quo in a lot of ways. I wish I would have listened to the second half of the minority questioning, because I think it would have rounded it off better. We'll get to that. But definitely in the morning, I was pretty convinced of quid pro quo, just, you know, being under oath, the things that William Taylor was saying. So here's a little clippy clip of an overview of what's going on with that. I think this comes from CBS News. Here we go.
Following the call with President Trump, the member of
I'm sorry.
Staff asked Ambassador Sondland what President Trump thought about Ukraine. Mr. Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden, which Giuliani was pressing for. I heard a staff person from the Office of Management and Budget say that there was a hold on security assistance to Ukraine, but could not say why. I and others sat in astonishment. The Ukrainians were fighting Russians and counted on not only the training and weapons, but also the assurance of U.S. support. I realized that one of the key pillars of our strong support for Ukraine was threatened. The irregular policy channel was running contrary to the goals of longstanding U.S. policy.
Okay, so basically, did you get all that? Like, there was the exchange of... waiting for situational exchanges to move forward with political security and protection. That's basically what you could surmise out of that, right? Literally what William Taylor testified to today was that he overheard phone calls. He had text messages between people talking about the potentiality of the holdup of moving forward with certain political decisions that affected Ukraine's sovereignty for the political gain based on being able to investigate both Biden, his son, and essentially a political opponent to Trump. And I feel silly watching it. That, you know, watching that and kind of falling for it and then hearing the other half and the other question, it rounds it out for me. But what were you going to say to that?
I'm just saying, yeah, that's pretty much what he said. He's pretty much just saying that, you know, Trump withheld aid from Ukraine unless they tried to investigate Biden and announced it on CNN. That's what I heard.
Indeed. Yeah, the text messages are interesting too. Like, now that I've seen both sides of it, I feel like, William Taylor was picked by them as like their star witness or some shit, you know? And he was well, groomed for the questioning, including recounting things from 2016, but and having texts with other people involved and asking very specific questions. Well, doesn't this hold up politics? Like, I can't believe something like this would get in the way of moving forward. Like, but it's all from his perspective, like almost like, you know, set up.
But how do you think he could be groomed? I mean, he's been the Ukrainian ambassador for three administrations.
That is true, too. And he's worked under, yeah, exactly. He's worked under Republican and Democrat regimes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was appointed by Bush, and he stayed as Obama, and he was still there under Trump.
God damn. This guy gets around. And I don't know. You were watching it, too. By the way, that wasn't actually Bloomberg's TikTok, believe it or not, is where that clip came from. But yeah, you were watching it too. Like, what did you think? Didn't he seemed sincere? The questioning seemed kind of bland, and he was just kind of coming forward with the facts. What do you think?
I mean, I think like even his idea of, you know, this was unusual, this put, you know, risk of sovereignty at risk. I mean, I feel like those are kind of opinions like fed to him through questioning. Like, I mean, is the idea, when George W. Bush, you know, threatened to withhold funding from France because they didn't want to help support the Iraq war, I mean, was that the same thing? I mean, is it because we used the word war instead of political, you know, aspirations? Does that change it? I mean, why is, you know, trying to remain, you know, in your position more wrong than trying to get assistance in killing people? And we know these kind of relationships would happen before. Aid has been, you know, threatened against, you know, like Iran, North Korea, for, you know, their nuclear programs. I mean, there is, you know, usually a standard of, you know, money makes things go, make the world go round. And I feel like, do we actually know this is a wrong? I mean, it lacks tact, it lacks morality, but it seems most large politics do. So I feel like, his, you know, like in his assumption, like this is very unusual. I mean, it's definitely very unusual for maybe his experience, but it's definitely not unusual in the world stage.
Yeah, definitely. I think to round this clip out, we should listen to kind of the juxtaposition of one side to the other. So like this side was like being questioned by the left. This one is like the questioning how it turned on the right. And like I said before, with how William Taylor was reacting, you know, speaking to the majority, it was like he was, you know, a well-trained ice skater, you know, just kind of flowing out there, you know, it was beautiful to watch. But then once, you know, not every Republican is retarded. Once a smart one got a hold of him, he kind of buckled. Here, listen to this clip. This is from Fox News.
Yield to Mr. Jordan.
Thank the gentleman for yielding. Ambassador
Jim
Taylor,
Jordan,
thank you for being here. AIDS held up on July 18th, is that right?
That's when I first heard about it, Mr.
And then it's released, Ambassador Taylor, on September 11th. And we know that from your deposition, in those 55 days that aid is delayed, you met with President Zelensky three times. The first one was July 26th, the day after the famous call now between President Trump and President Zelensky. President Zelensky meets with you, Ambassador Volker, and Ambassador Sondland. And again, according to your deposition, your testimony, there was no linkage of security assistance dollars to investigating Burisma or the Bidens. Second meeting is August 27th. Again, in this 55-day time frame, second meeting is August 27th. President Zelensky meets with you and Ambassador Bolton and others. And again, there's no linkage of dollars, security assistance dollars, to an investigation of the Bidens. And then, of course, the third meeting is September 5th. President Zelensky meets with you and Senators Johnson and Murphy. And once again, there was no linkage of security assistance dollars to an investigation of Burisma or the Bidens. Three meetings with the president of Ukraine, the new president, and no linkage. That's accurate?
Ms. Jordan, certainly accurate on the first two meetings, because to my knowledge, the Ukrainians were not aware of the hold on assistance until the 29th of August.
So the Politico article.
The Politico article. The third meeting that you mentioned with the senators, Senator Murphy and Senator Johnson, there was discussion of the security assistance, but
no linkage.
But there was not discussion of linkage.
three meetings face-to-face with President Zelensky, no linkage. Yet, in your deposition, you said this, and you said it again the first hour of the majority. My clear understanding was security assistance money would not come until President Zelensky committed to pursue the investigation. My clear understanding was they weren't going to get the money until President Zelensky committed to pursue the investigations.
Now, here we go.
Now, with all due respect, Ambassador, your clear understanding was obviously wrong because it didn't happen. President Zelensky didn't announce he was going to investigate Burisma or the Bidens. He didn't do a press conference and say, I'm going to investigate the Bidens. We're going to investigate Burisma. He didn't tweet about it. And you just told the ranking member he didn't do the CNN interview and announce he's going to investigate Burisma or the Bidens. So three face-to-face meetings. It doesn't come up. No linkage whatsoever. President Zelensky doesn't announce it before the aid is released on the 11th. And yet you said you have a clear understanding that those two things were going to happen. The money was going to get released, but not until there was an investigation. And that, in fact, didn't happen. So what I'm wondering is, where did you get this clear understanding?
As I testified, Ms. Jordan, this came from Ambassador Sondland.
We have to pause this for a sec, because this is actually long.
Oh,
but, but you got that, right? Like,
yeah.
That's one thing I forgot about the aspect of this, is that part of the whole quid pro quo thing was dependent on Trump saying in communications or somewhere translated in the transcript, somewhere in this, like, you know, fucking litany of hearsay, that he literally wanted the Ukrainian president to go out publicly about investigating Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, like wanted to go publicly about this. And to me, that seems like something Trump would do, right? Like he'd go out there, he would, you know, hey man, you do this for me. You go out there and you put my political opponent on blast and I'll keep you guys safe, you know? And it kills two birds with one stone. He doesn't care about the investigation as a whole. What he, even if it does go through, great. If it doesn't, it doesn't matter. Fucking Joe, you know, sleepy, creepy Joe is sweating in his boots because he sees that there's this investigation going on here and this like display of power, right? But it's like, it's almost like put into place. It's like, you know, when you're using a duck to hunt, like a fake duck or something, or a fake deer in your yard to like chum for a deer or some shit. It's like he puts up these things and then they attack that and they realize that it was fake. I don't know. I think I might be giving too much credit, but you see where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah, I mean, and I can kind of see that. Like, the investigation didn't happen. He didn't announce anything. They did get the aid anyway. So if it was quid pro quo, you know, situation, which, you know, the testimony pretty much said early in the morning, then it was, you know, it's attempted quid pro quo, but it really turned into Trump didn't get what he wanted. The Ukraine got the money, and it got publicized that he did that. I mean, it seemed like all the if he did, he only attempted. It didn't work out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's the craziest thing. Like this, you testified on all this, but guess what? History has proved differently. You know, current times have proved you wrong. Why are you still saying these things when that's actually not the case? That's where I was like, huh? What the fuck?
Yeah, like is just having a conversation, or you know, like you know, trying to play, you know, hardball with empty threats. Is that illegal if the threats are empty? You know, I mean, a police officer can say a whole bunch of fucking incorrect things to you to get you to confess. Can a politician? Mm-hmm. Can a president? You know, to try to, you know, push his side a little bit harder. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely immoral. We can all agree on it. But is it illegal? Mm. Is it illegal?
Mm, that is the question. Let us chug on with this clip as it is the juice. Here we go.
Well, can you hold 1 second, Ambassador? I'm gonna bring you a piece of paper from Ambassador Sondland's statement.
Very good.
And you can take a look at this. Go ahead, though. I want to let you finish.
Oh, yeah. He's passing him over.
I just want you to have a
communications he's had.
Very good.
A large deal.
Yeah, but I want you to go ahead and finish. You said, Ambassador, you got this from Ambassador Sondland.
That is correct. Ambassador Sondland also said that he talked to President Zelensky and Mr. Yermak and had told them that although this was not a quid pro quo, If President Zelensky did not clear things up in public, we would be at a stalemate. That was one point. It was also the case.
Mr. Morrison talked to you, right?
No. What I was going to say is Ambassador Sondland also told me that he recognized that it was a mistake to have told the Ukrainians that only the meeting with the president in the Oval Office was held up on the in order to get these investigations. No, it was not just the meeting. It was also the security system. That is, everything was. So those two discussions.
No, I understand.
Okay.
All right. So again, just to recap, you had three meetings with President Zelensky. No linkage in those three meetings came up. Ambassador Zelensky didn't announce that he was going to do any investigation of the Biden's Burisma before the aid was released. He didn't do a tweet, didn't do anything on CNN, didn't do any of that. President Zelensky, excuse me. And then what you have in front of you is an addendum that Mr. Sondland made to his testimony that we got a couple weeks ago. It says, Declaration of Ambassador Gordon Sondland. I, Gordon Sondland, do hereby swear and affirm as follows. I want you to look at point number two, bullet point number two, second sentence. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmouk on September 1st, 2019, in connection with Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw and a meeting with President Zelensky. Now, this is his clarification. Let me read it one more time. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmouk on September 1st, 2019, in connection with Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw and a meeting with President Zelensky. We got six people having four conversations in one sentence, and you just told me this is where you got your clear understanding. Which, I mean, even though you had three opportunities with President Zelensky for him to tell you, you know what, we're going to do these investigations to get the aid. Didn't tell you three different times. Never makes an announcement, never tweets about it, never does a CNN interview. Ambassador, you weren't on the call, were you? The president, you didn't listen on President Trump's call and President Zelensky's call?
I did not.
You never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney?
I never did.
You never met the president?
That's correct.
You had three meetings again with Zelensky and it didn't come up.
And two of those they had never heard about, as far as I know.
And President
there was no reason for it.
President Zelensky never made an announcement. This is what I can't believe. And you're their star witness. You're their first witness.
Mr.
You're
Jordan.
The guy. You're the guy based on this, based on, I mean, I've seen church prayer chains that are easier to understand than this. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told. Now, again, this is I hereby swear and affirm to Gordon Sondland. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison and I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmouk on September 1st, 20. This all happens, by the way.
They're
this
both about as real.
By the way, in Warsaw, where Vice President Pence meets with President Zelensky, and guess
Ambassador
what?
Taylor,
they didn't talk about any linkage either.
Time the general's expired.
Come in there, shifty shift.
The only response, I have two responses, Mr. Chairman, thank you, and Mr. Jordan, glad to take those questions. Let me just say that I don't consider myself a star witness for anything.
They do. You don't.
No, I don't. I'm responding to your questions.
Please don't interrupt the witness.
Shut up, shifty
shift. Clear about, I'm not here to take one side or the other or to advocate any particular outcome. So let me just restate that. Second thing is that my understanding is only coming from people that I talk to.
We got
We got that. I think this
interrupting him is wrong. He was interrupted during his rant.
Was
true.
Because he said he didn't remember this in his first deposition. So he wanted to kind of clarify. But I think, Mr. Jordan, the way I read this, he remembers it the same way I do.
Yeah, and it's real clear, right?
It's very clear to me.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Taylor.
That's the funny. He gets in his last dig. And I get that, yes, it is rude to interrupt. But at the same token, like, the way, Adam Schiff comes across, it just comes across as pretentious. So it's just funny to make that jab. But absolutely, at the end of the day, to give each other's space to speak and be heard, obviously that's pertinent within these kind of settings. But the jabs at the end are fucking beautiful. What do you think about that amazing game of telephone? That literally what you heard there, he went through all the different chains of communications of who was said to who talked to who, and how it ended up in fucking Bill Taylor's hands. What do you think? Like, it seems like a shit ton of hearsay, man.
I mean, not really. I mean, like you said, this person told him, who then he went and told the president, who the president, you know,
And then he went and told the vice president, like, it seems like, you know, it's pretty normal, just ambassador shit. You talk to people, you talk to their aides, you talk to this shit. You know, it's like, that's kind of how, you know, bureaucratic government runs.
That's crazy. It blows my mind how their recollection to it and the preciseness and, like, the documentation that must take place of any of these meetings for that to be able to occur. It blows my mind.
I mean, and it's just kind of all bullshit. And I feel stuff like my original statement before the end of the clip was right. It's like the ambassador knew that, you know, Trump was kind of pushing this, that he wanted this. Was, you know, he mentioned it, or, you know, and probably his staff did as well. But in the end, it never happened. You know, they got the aid. The investigation didn't happen. And it's kind of weird that they feel like, yeah, this is the angle they're going to get him on.
No, I think they're misguided and misdirected. If there's plenty of things there, look in Saudi Arabia, you know, look in Israel, look in these places. No one wants to look there, though, because everyone has vested interest in these places. So fucking good luck. So you get a fake trial, you get a fake prosecution. You know what I mean? You get inquiries, you don't get actual fucking impeachment. You know, it's just drawn it out to kind of like appease the masses. But it is very much like professional wrestling. And again, I want to point out, come on, Adam Schiff, this guy is a fucking weasel. Just look at his face. He looks like the fucking pharma bro. Like, he's like the government's version of the pharma bro.
And his creepy eyes. He's created some creepy ass eyes during those exchanges about, you know, can I make objections to the questions? Because do we have to assume the evidence that's not submitted is real? Blah blah blah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but Schiff's eyes got so big, like fucking Smeagol ass looking motherfucker. Like, good God.
let's listen to him do this, and we'll listen to this from two perspectives, because I got the short clip and the long clip. Because this is the short clip, and this is from Fox News, and I think this illustrates what the left and right do, but the right is so much better at doing, is those poignant clips to make their opponents sound retarded and or like point out their flaws. This is very much that. And this is Adam Schiff taking over during litigation of the minority questioning and directing William Taylor as if he were his puppeteer. Hand up ass. Here we go.
But from the president's perspective, if the ambassador, Ukrainian ambassador,
this guy's retarded,
States, one of the most influential diplomats.
This guy's fucking. Who's this guy?
Is penning an op-ed.
Steve Castor.
He's lawyer. Retarded.
The okay of President Bush.
Oh, he's fucking retarded.
They should have got Giuliani in there.
The DNC consultants are
seriously. The questions are retarded too.
Conferring with Ukrainian officials.
We'll listen to the long clip just for him.
Former Prime Minister Yatsenyuk is saying things on social media. Interior Minister Avakov, who has
shut the fuck up. What are you even saying?
The realm is also saying some very unkind things on social media about the president.
Oh, really?
You certainly can appreciate that President Trump was very
concerned. Is this guy a former Democrat?
That some elements of the
Ukraine.
He's going
off feelings here.
Were not in favor of him, did not support him, and were out to get him.
If I go to, and I'll allow the question, but.
Oh shit! Here's Schiff.
Are you asking? Really, are you parliamentary inquiry? Are you seriously interrupting our time here? I will allow the question. I won't dock this from the time. I just want to be clear, Ambassador. If you're able to verify the things that counsel has asked you in the prerequisite of the question, that's fine. Otherwise, in questions from the majority or the minority that may assume facts not in evidence before you, you should be cautioned about that.
Schiff taking control there. What do you think of that? What do you think of that sensationalization?
I mean, I feel like it was like worry. He was worried about where it was going. He wanted to stop the kind of questioning from going in kind of defense. And in some ways, I mean, it's definitely knocked that guy off his game. His questioning afterwards just went full retard. But, you know, maybe, I don't know.
Dude, if you listen to the question before, is full retard still. It's like, did you hear what the people were saying on social media about Donald Trump? How do you think that makes him feel? Like, what the fuck?
He's trying to like, get to the idea, like, do you understand his position that he might want to get someone to help him out because they don't like him? Like,
fuck. Dude, what? It's the nipple or the dick? No, you know, the fucking honey dick in the president. He was one of the guys that probably changed his vote midway, right? For impeachment. Because there was no Republicans, but you and I watched that live. Like, one or two guys changed their vote.
Yeah.
So, just so you know.
Oh, accident.
There's a mole amongst them. But, okay, so here's a long clip. What's this motherfucker's name again?
Stephen Cantor? I don't remember his name. Maybe it's not. Something else. Caster. Stephen Caster.
Steve Caster, thank you. Where's he out of?
I don't know. He's a GOP fucking lawyer.
Okay. Well, he's fucking absolutely retarded, and this clip is amazing. We might have to pause halfway through just to catch our breath, but here we go. You'll get to hear Shifty Shift again going through this, and this gives a little bit more of the banter, too, between what was going on with him as the chair committee fucking head asshole, right? On the other side versus the right guys.
Intelligence Committee GOP attorney. Something.
That's who this motherfucking caster is. You gay. Okay, here we go.
The Ukrainian.
I mean, didn't he in this Oval Office meeting on May 23rd after the Zelensky inauguration, didn't he lament that the Ukrainians were out to get
lament?
Him?
Didn't he lament the Ukrainians were out?
I heard that his response to the suggestion that Mr. Zelensky visit Mr. Trump, President Trump, in the Oval Office was not well received.
I already have to pause this. Motherfucker says, didn't you hear that Ukraine was out to get him? That's literally what he just said. Like, how far away are you from reality to think that Ukraine is coming after Donald Trump?
Yeah, I didn't think that was ever part of the narrative, and now suddenly it is.
I didn't think that was even a thing. Like, bro, like, who the fuck gave you the microphone, man?
And
fuck.
That he had concerns about Ukrainians, yes.
But from the president's perspective, if the ambassador, Ukrainian ambassador to the United States, one of the most influential diplomats, is penning an op-ed, certainly with the okay of President Poroshenko. The DNC consultants are conferring with Ukrainian officials at the embassy. Former Prime Minister Yatsenyuk is saying things on social media. Interior Minister Avakov, who has spanned both the Poroshenko and the Zelensky realm, is also saying some very unkind things on social media about the president. You certainly can appreciate that President Trump was very concerned that some elements of the Ukrainian establishment were not in favor of him, did not support him, and were out to get him.
I mean, it's obvious he's not. Okay,
and I'll allow the question, but
pertinent.
Parliamentary Inquiry? Are you seriously interrupting our time here?
I will allow the question. I won't dock this from the time. I just want to be clear, Ambassador. If you're able to verify the things that counsel has asked you in the prerequisite of the question, that's fine. Otherwise, in questions from the majority or the minority that may assume
William
facts,
Taylor,
not an evidence
you
before
suck
you,
Dick Harder.
You should be cautioned about that.
Ooh. Yeah, here we go. Fight.
Mr.
Fight,
Chairman,
fight.
Point of order.
Here it goes.
The time is with with minority counsel.
Mr. Ratcliffe.
Chairman, I sat here through the first 45 minutes and literally had an objection to almost the foundation of every question that Mr. Goldman asked regarding facts not in evidence, leading. But House Resolution 660 does not say that we are under the federal rules of evidence. If it is your position that I should be asserting objections to questions that violate the federal rules of evidence, let me know now, because this hearing is going to change significantly.
As I said, Mr. Ratcliffe, I will allow the question.
I think the gentleman has a different question.
This motherfucker
sits
right next to
the rules that are going to govern this?
Does the ranking member seek recognition?
I'm yielding you to a question I just asked you.
For what purpose do you seek recognition?
To answer Mr. Ratcliffe's question.
I have answered it. You may resume your question.
Chairman, you haven't answered my question whether or not I should be asserting assumes facts not in evidence or leading objections to questions that are posed from this point forward. That's my question.
Mr. Ratcliffe, I'll say once again, I'm not objecting to the question, but I am instructing the witness that they should not presume questions from the majority or the minority that may represent facts not in evidence are correct. I have answered the question. We will resume the questioning and resume the clock.
See, this is really heavy for me. Like, it's almost like they're in some sort of secret cult society and they're speaking in these, like, old, like, ways, like, I must salute you in a certain way and stand and spin twice before I talk to you. You didn't stand and spin twice. You only spun once. Yeah. That's what it kind of feels like to
me. It does. It's like they can't just come out and say, like, because, you know, like, it's like, oh, damn it, I keep stuttering now. Chip does not.
It's because you've been listening to Caster and it's rotting your brain. It's
rotting me. Schiff does not want Caster to use that statement. They wrote negative things on social media, so, you know, they're out to get him. Like, that's a big assumption. That's a big jump from step one to step two in one statement. You know, it's like you can't assume things are true statements that are not entered into evidence, like that statement. You know, saying Ukrainian leaders are out to get Trump, that's never been proven. Even if they said negative things about him on social media, that does not equate with coming after someone. And then the Republicans are mad then. Oh, well, if you can object to the things that, you know, are not factitious statements, I have a problem with a lot of the statements that I've been saying through the whole first 45 minutes. And then,
right.
And then, the other Republicans, like, no, answer his question. Is he allowed to fucking step in and object to things or not? And, you know, and Schiff refuses to understand the question.
Like, or, whatever, I do what I want. Yeah, this is my show.
Yeah, I answered it. And in some ways, I understand what Schiff is saying as well, that, you know, like, he's instructing, you know, the witness that you should not assume any statement from any side is a true statement and only testify to what you know. You know, like, but they don't just want to come out. They keep trying to play this game of, you know, you're in order. I yield my time to this fucker. Like, I understand that's procedure and all, but, like, they never, you know, like, it seems it's a small bicker over, you know, it shows, like, the big dysfunction going on in the government that they,
right,
that they're so stuck on these rules of behavior without ever realizing why. Like, these rules of behavior are just to stop people from interrupting each other, to allow testimony to be heard and not stopped by another speaker. I mean, it's to allow individuals' voice. It's not to try to silence each other's voices. And
it's like, it's policy over retardania, you know? Retardania wins when policy is observed first. And a good example of that is the continuation of the stupid fucking clip. Because if Schiff just, like, didn't say anything whatsoever and distract from that and make himself look like the bad guy, then motherfucking Stephen Caster would have dug himself into the weirdest fucking stupid hole. I mean, literally, as the clip continues on, William Taylor's, like, kind of laughing at him. Really.
Yeah,
I mean, that's how dumb his questioning is.
Yeah, it's so much assumption and so much acting. Like, do you know how Trump feels? Do you know Trump could have felt? Like, how the fuck could I have known that? How could anyone know that?
Bro, you're a Democrat. And so, here, Stephen Caster, dig yourself into a hole. Here we go.
Mr. Caster.
So you certainly can appreciate President Trump's concerns.
He just picks off, right? It's like he was paused on a piece of paper.
Didn't miss a beat.
I don't know the exact nature of President Trump's concerns. In my deposition, I recall you handed me the Politico article, which listed at least three of the elements that you have described earlier. And you've recognized and I have confirmed with the ranking minority member that the first I'd heard of those and was surprised by those. I don't know President Trump's reaction to those.
In the information published by Sergei Leshenko, former Ukrainian investigative journalist, and then he was a member of the parliament, about the Manafort black ledgers in August of 2016, I mean, the very day that was published, Mr. Manafort resigned from the campaign,
isn't
correct?
August 2016 before Trump?
I don't know, Mr. Castor.
But certainly that gives rise to some concern that there are elements of the Ukrainian establishment that were out to get the president. That's a very reasonable belief of his.
Fuck!
Correct?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
The run-up to the 2016 election, there's many facts that remain unresolved. Agreed?
What does that even mean?
There are many facts relating to the run-up of the 2016 election that remain unresolved. Attorney General Barr, in May of 2019, tasked the U.S. Attorney for Connecticut, John Durham, to broadly examine the government's collection of intelligence involving the president's campaign. That effort, initially was an administrative review, has turned into a criminal probe. And U.S. Attorney Durham is casting a wide net and is following the facts where they may lead. Are you aware of that?
Did he just say anything?
I'm aware that there is an investigation. That's as much as I'm aware.
And so to the extent any information resides in Ukraine, it's perfectly appropriate for the Ukrainians to try to get to the bottom of that, for the Ukrainians to cooperate with the United States through official channels to share that information, correct?
Ms. Kessler, can you say that one again? I'd appreciate it if you would restate the question.
To the extent Ukraine has facts related to the run-up of the 2016 election that are under the U.S. Attorney Durham's probe.
Oh, my God.
Ukraine should cooperate with the United States, and to the extent there are Ukrainians doing improper things, the Ukrainians ought to investigate that themselves, correct?
Ms. Kessler, the Ukrainian-American relations are very supportive. The Ukrainians will certainly be responsive to requests.
So when the president on the call transcript of July 25th raises this with President Zelensky, and he urges that there be a connection between the Ukrainian government and the Justice Department officially, I mean, that's the appropriate way to raise an issue with the Ukrainian president, correct?
It's appropriate for the Justice Department and the Prosecutor General to cooperate and to exchange information, yes.
But to the extent the president has concerns and to the extent the Attorney General is having the U.S. Attorney Durham look into that, isn't it entirely appropriate for the president to flag this for President Zelensky and say that you should be in touch with our official channels?
Ms. Castro, I don't know the precise appropriateness of these kinds of relations.
Now, were you involved?
Yeah, I don't even understand a word of what he said.
I mean, I don't know. Like, it's just weird that he's just trying. Isn't it normal for them to talk to each other and talk about joint investigations? Like, well, why, when Paul Manafort pled guilty to making, you know, over $3 million in Ukraine, the Trump administration not launch a joint investigation into Paul Manafort? I don't know.
It's real shit right there, you know? And I feel like if Stephen Castor had paid attention to the past month of what was going on, he would know that, A, we have good relations with Ukraine, and B, Trump is not concerned about what Ukraine is planning against him or any sort of social media posts or whatever. Like, he's been having phone conversations and face-to-face meetings with the Ukraine outside of what Ambassador Taylor communicates with him and that country. You know, it's like this guy's not fucking paying attention to what's going on. And the moral of the story with this fucking clip, left or right, they're all fucking retarded. These are the people that are fucking running our country. And to a certain extent, the world. We should be fucking not only not really fearful, but we should be weary of these people.
Not a single motherfucker in that room gives a fuck about the truth. They only care about the version of the truth that they support. They all have fucking, you know, pre-made ideas of what the fuck they think happened, and they're just trying to confirm it. And every single person in there is like that. And they don't really care about facts or anything or the helping of American people or stopping anyone. It's all political ploy.
Yeah, man. That guy was like a walking, talking fucking filibuster. Might as well be reading fucking Dr. Seuss, man. That was some time filler and a half. Ugh. We got to change the fucking gears here.
Yeah.
How about some Epstein shit? We should listen to it. I got an Epstein clip.
Didn't kill himself. Probably a lot.
Epstein didn't kill himself. Hashtag Epstein kill himself. How about this? Apparently ABC fired some chick as being the whistleblower, and she's coming out all crying saying she wasn't the whistleblower. Check this shit out.
Yeah.
Major twist tonight in the story involving that leaked video of ABC News anchor Amy Robach talking about the network she works for killing the Jeffrey Epstein story.
Oh, this chick works for CBS.
A TV producer who recently left ABC News for CBS has been fired. Huh. A short time ago, she spoke with news anchor Megyn Kelly. Fox News chief breaking news correspondent Trace Gallagher is helping to put the pieces of this fairly complicated but interesting story together tonight. Trace? Yeah.
Thanks, Tucker.
Tucker, the former ABC News producer accused of leaking the Amy Robach recording is 25-year-old Ashley Bianco. When her former bosses at ABC identified Bianco, executives at her new employer, CBS, immediately fired her. But during an exclusive interview with our former colleague Megyn Kelly, Bianco says she is not the leaker. Watch.
Was it me? I'm not the whistleblower. I'm sorry to ABC, but the leaker's still inside. You know, it's not, I never did any of that. I may have accessed it, but I never leaked it. I never showed it to anyone. I didn't talk about the situation outside the company.
Bianco acknowledges that as part of her job, she recorded Amy Robach's rant about how ABC executives buried her explosive report about child rapist Jeffrey Epstein. Here's part of that. Watch.
Yeah.
She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come
out.
Well,
might as well remind you.
It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton, we had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had all of it.
I protected him.
I'm so pissed right now.
Ashley Bianco says she told her manager what Robach said, but that pretty much everyone in the office had already heard it. But Bianco says she never heard of Project Veritas until they released that tape, and she never spoke with Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe. And O'Keefe today confirmed it. In fact, late today, Project Veritas published a letter from the ABC insider who they say leaked the tape. That person writes to ABC News, quoting here, "I, like many, are at a loss for words on how this has been handled. Instead of addressing this head on like the company has in the past, it has been spun into a mission of seek and destroy. Innocent people that have absolutely nothing to do with this are being hunted down as if it were all a sport. And Ashley Bianco just wants her career back. Look."
How many days had you been at CBS?
Only 4 days, you know. And I begged, I pleaded, I didn't know what I had done wrong. And I just, you know, I wasn't even given the professional courtesy to defend myself. You know, I didn't know what I'd been accused of. It was, you know, humiliating. It was devastating.
We reached out to both ABC News and CBS News for comment. So far, no response. Tucker.
So you believe her?
She sounded like she was acting right there.
Same, dude. I feel like she's fake crying.
Yeah, she probably did it. She probably released it.
Yeah, just own up to it. You already got fired. Fuck it.
But it's still fucked up that they fired her. Like, these news organizations are just covering it up because they're part of it. They're, you know, like ABC, that's fucking owned by Disney. You know, they're fucking take children out of Magic Mountain or some shit. I don't know. There's some weird shit going on.
For real. Fucking, that's a clip on Tucker, obviously Fox News, but the clip that they get from Megyn Kelly's is from her YouTube channel. I find that kind of interesting. Epstein didn't kill himself. The thing that's crazy is, like, no one's sniffing out the trail of fucking blood either. You know? This is day, I don't know, fucking million at this point. Might as well be. I bet 90. It's somewhere on. Really?
Yeah. Still no Zora Ranch. Still no Zora Ranch.
It's still to this date. No one's fucking stepped foot on that shit.
He's probably there.
No one's. Fuck, dude. Fuck, dude. Could you fucking imagine? Imagine Jeffrey Epstein in New Mexico, hanging out,
drinking beer, being dick. Fuck him.
Fuck him.
I wish he did kill himself, but he didn't.
I wonder, like, if that land around there was taken over by the government, but that's just, like, security armed guards in there now.
Probably.
I wonder if you can even get close to his house now. Right? I wonder. Because, like, there is drone footage that gets you close, but I wonder if you could get away with that now.
I bet Bill Clinton over there with him, too.
Yeah, Bill Clinton's brother. Fucking Jeffrey Epstein's stunt double.
Yep.
Fuck. Fuck Jeffrey Epstein. I wish he was still alive so that we could understand the web of fucking bullshit that he created and then execute him. It'd be awesome. It'd be so cool. Never get what we want, though. Not these days. You have to settle. And that's what Alex Jones was trying to do in the face of Sandy Hook. Blows my fucking mind.
Yeah, he got scared. When, he got scared.
Yeah. I wonder what his official position on 9/11 is.
I wonder.
Yeah. Guy's changed over the year. He's changed on his position in it, which is interesting. Simpsons did it. You know what I'm saying? Just replace Simpsons with Jews, and then you got it.
Yep. Go get Disney Plus, because that's where Simpsons is now. Disney Plus.
Shut the fuck up. You gotta be kidding me.
Nah, man. They own Fox, so, you know.
Except for Fox News. That's cool. Fox News is fucking hip, man. I don't care, dude. The fucking Republican Party's hip too. Like, they have more memes. They're funnier too in the proceedings, and they're like 100 million times more passionate about what they do. Some of them are retarded, completely and utterly. I say dare near most, but that's both sides of the aisle. Just one's funnier than the other.
But yeah, and they don't need a team of lawyers like AOC to fucking start some ruckus. You know, AOC needs like 7 people to say this, and if they say this, say this. If they say this, then say this instead. And then that's how she does shit. Republicans just go in there like, I reckon this don't make no sense, y'all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we about to shoot up this Red Dead Redemption 2, which I will not be playing tonight because my fucking computer is zucked. It's okay, because I'll actually maybe get some sleep. Probably not. I don't know. Final thoughts. What do you think? Are we fucked?
As what?
As a whole.
Nah, it's all good.
It's all good, man.
Yeah. If you like living in pollution and dirtiness and smog and traffic and plastic and sludge and sewage and germs and disease, which we've been doing for thousands of years, you know?
Feels bad, man. Feels bad, man.
Yeah. But keep going. Keep on doing what we do.
Dude, did you know fucking... I don't think Tulsi Gabbard has all the credentials to make it to the debate in December.
Really? Why not?
I think it's like you have to have 4% in like 4 different polls and a certain amount of money backing you. Ain't that some bullshit?
That's bullshit. Tulsi, I'm a political strategist. All you need right now is to go on the internet, take some topless photos, post that shit, hashtag Tulsi2020, fucking you'll be at fucking 5% and millions of dollars in the morning. Do it.
Yes.
Right now.
Titties right now. You won't do it. I slut.
Yeah.
Let me see them titties.
It won't make me think of you any less. I'm already thinking of your tits. Don't, you know.
That's cool. And we will still definitely vote for you and respect your decision in the White House, because your international affairs will truly keep America great. I don't know about Trump's plans for America, but it seems to be smoke and mirrors to the effect of getting shit done in Saudi Arabia and Israel. Maybe plotting a World War III based on our very fears and thoughts of heaven and hell. Who knows?
We want Mashiach now. We want Mashiach now.
We want Mashiach now. And we don't want... Hey!
Hey!
Hell yeah. Shout out to Alex Jones. You ever want to come on the show? For real, man. Like, I'm all about it. We definitely have a spot here for you. Crafter has a couple questions for you. We'll softball you. It's cool, man. We'll make you cry. Also, Palestine is straight up, dude. What Israel's doing to you guys is crazy, but if you're harboring terrorists, you know they're going to be coming after you, but it still makes me suspicious. Anytime there's attacks going on there, it makes me suspicious. My prayers go out to all those people out there. Except for the terrorists, you can go fuck yourselves. Obviously.
Yeah, fuck them.
Egypt is probably still bisexual.
Yeah, probably is.
I don't know. Should we say Pakistan is bisexual? Because, like, they're the ones that both harbor terrorists and non-terrorists. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And, by the way, the gays are... we are verbose.xyz. I'm having too much fun tonight. I don't know.
Yeah. I forgot what outro is completely. I have no idea.
What? I thought we were doing that fucking... there's a couple Drake songs we could do. The gay Drake outro. You want to do that one?
Oh god, that sounds bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Or we could do that Drake with fucking DJ Khaled. That's newer. That really sucks.
This really sucks. I'm doing the ignorant.
Oh, you did do it. Another one. DJ Khaled. We are verbose.xyz. I am the mad scientist, and we out tonight. Super appreciate you showing up. We're here every week. And personal point of interest, or personal point of privilege, Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. We will see you next time. Deuces, y'all. Dick ain't free. I got girls that I should've made pay for it. Got girls that I should've made wait for it. I got girls that'd cancel a flight back home. Stay another day for it. You got attitude on 99, yo. Pussy on agua, yo. Stomach on flat, and yo. Ass on what's that, and yeah, I need it all right now. Last year I had drama, girl, not right now. I would never go and chat, what we talking about? You the only one I know could fit it all in a... Man, I always wonder if you ask yourself, is it just me? Is it just me? Or is this sex so good I shouldn't have to fall for free? Is it just me? Yeah, is it just me? Is this sex so good I shouldn't have to fuck for free? I know you working day and night to get a college degree. Bet nobody that you've been with even know you're free, right? You know you only do that with me, right? Yeah, double checking on you. You know I never put the pressure on you. You know that you make your own mind up. You knew what it was when you signed up. Now you gotta run it up. I be out of words trying to sum it up. Girl, you throw it back like one love. Even let me slash on the tour bus. Yeah, I told her, but she don't do enough. Even though you in the hood, I'm still pulling up. Dip, dip, straight to your doorstep. This the real thing, can you feel the force yet? I always wonder if you ask yourself, is it just me? Is it just me? Or is this sex so good I shouldn't have to fall for free? Is it just me? Yeah, is it just me? Is this sex so good I shouldn't have to... Another one, another one. They don't want me to have another anthem, so I made sure I got another anthem. Sweet the best over yo. Summer's ours. It always has been. Don't ever play yourself. One time for Future the Prince. One time for 40. What's up for Drake? Yeah, another one. Bless up.